Welcome back to another episode of Health Minds. My name is Jonathan Lutz and I am your host. Today we are here with another episode of Friday Focus. If you're new to the show, Friday Focus is just our version of Mindset Talk where we get into my current mindset and I share some insight into things I'm learning when it comes to life, whether that's my health, my fitness, my finances, my spirituality, my relationships, just all things becoming a healthy individual and living our life to the fullest. So today's episode is going to be a pretty quick one because I have a question I want to ask you. But before getting into that, I just have some thoughts to share with you before asking that question. So I'm actually sitting here in my apartment's conference room. This is not a normal recording location for me, and I'm recording this on my iPhone. So if it sounds not amazing, that's why. If you didn't notice that it doesn't sound crazy terrible, and you're surprised that I'm recording on my iPhone, this just goes to show you that you can genuinely start a podcast. You can do content creation using an iPhone just as good as you can do it using a camera or a mic or whatever it is. So that's just a thought I had as I was recording this. But that's not the discussion today, guys. But we're going to talk just a second about something that I am just have been thinking a lot lately. And if you tune into my Friday Focus episode, you notice that I do a lot of thinking. And I think a lot of people would assume that I just sit around and think, right? Like I probably just, you know, sit on the couch and think or go outside and think or just spend time thinking. And I actually heard Jocko Willink, if you've ever heard of him, he was a Navy SEAL and he's a really prominent guy in the mindset space, in the health and fitness space. And he talks a lot about mindset. He talked about how most people don't have time or create the time to just think, and that's normal. You don't have to create time to think. We have opportunities where we can think and be able to run through different things in our head on a daily basis. And I spend a lot of time doing that, whether that's when I'm walking or when I'm biking or when I'm going to sleep or when I'm just on a drive to some location somewhere. I do a lot of thinking, right? And I've been listening to a lot of different conversations from a guy named Jordan Peterson, and I've loved his content for years, but I really got interested in the way that he communicates with people is that he does a lot of listening, and the way that he communicates to his audience is he sifts through his own thoughts. He just thinks, and he thinks out loud, and he talks as he's thinking. So it's a really interesting way for him to be able to figure out what is going on in his brain, what's going on in life. And thinking is the gateway to answers, right? So with that being said, today's episode is directly connected to that. And I was just thinking as I was sitting here, I hopped off a call with a friend of mine right before doing this. And I was just in my own thoughts thinking about how important it is for us to ask good questions. Because when we ask good questions, we get good answers. And answers are what guide us. Answers are what allow us to make decisions, right? But we can only get answers with questions. So with that in mind, here's my question for you today. If you're not in the place that you want to be, right? And I would assume that if you're listening to this, you're probably not. I don't assume that Elon Musk is listening to this. I don't assume that Jeff Bezos or somebody who is running a massive company is listening to my episode. If they are, that's amazing. But if I had to guess, you're like me. You're in the process of becoming. You're in the process of trying to achieve something. And not to say that you ever reach fulfillment in that, but you're probably in a similar location as me, in a similar mindset, a similar state of life, where you're trying to continue to pursue something. You're trying to grow and become the fullest version of yourself. And the way that we can get good answers about our life and the way that we can direct ourselves towards the things that we want to get is by asking good questions. And this question specifically came to mind. So once again, if you're not in the place that you want to be, if you're striving towards something, if you're going after a goal, you're going after some achievement, you are trying to be a good parent, somebody in a good relationship, you're working on a business, you're working on becoming a great employee, you're managing people, whatever it is, right? If you're working towards greatness, and hopefully you are, the question to ask is this: if I'm not where I want to be yet, what needs to change? That's the question. What needs to change? And it seems too simple of a question, and it might be for you. if you just look at it from a surface level. But what I want to challenge you to do is look at your life from a whole. Look at your life through the lens of multiple layers, right? And go deep. Because what we have to understand is if we're not achieving the things that we want to achieve, The reality is if we are not achieving the things that we want to achieve, that we are either just haven't been doing it long enough to achieve said thing, or we're doing the wrong things, right? So we either have to change the thing that we're doing or change our mindset around how long it's going to take, right? So hopefully that made sense to you. If you're not where you want to be yet, you don't have the things you want to have, you don't possess the mindset or possess the joy or possess whatever you're looking for, then you either have to become content with knowing that it's going to take more time doing the actions that you're doing, or you have to become content knowing that you're not doing the right things and you need to change it. So what needs to change? Is it your mindset about where you're at and how long it's going to take there, or is it actually the actions that you're taking to get there? So my question I want to leave you with today is, what needs to change in every area of your life for you to be able to make steps forward into the goals that you have in mind for that area of life? So if it's your fitness, if you're overweight, why are you overweight? Why are you not losing weight? What needs to change, right? Answer that question. Answer out multiple different answers for that question. If you have a lot of different answers for the same question, write them out. For your finances, if you want to save more money, but you end up looking at your bank account, it's not going higher. What needs to change? Do you need to make more income? Do you need to save more? Do you need to spend less? What is the thing that needs to change? If it's your relationships, if you're somebody who ends up getting, you know, out of relationships quick and you can't seem to figure out why, look inwardly at yourself and say, what needs to change? What can I change about me? Is it the people I'm picking, or is it my actions in accordance with the relationship, right? So I want you to just dissect that answer in your life. What needs to change in order for you to attain the goals that you have in mind? It's almost as simple as that, guys. So I just wanted to leave you with that. This episode went a little bit longer than I expected it to, but hopefully you got some value out of this. Maybe you're listening to this on a morning or evening, but if you're listening to this on a morning, maybe sit down and journal this out. And if you're listening to this in a busy part of the day, maybe save this for the next day, next morning, and sit in some silence and write out your thoughts on this. What needs to change, and be honest with yourself? And I personally, this task of asking myself this question has been really beneficial. So wanted to just share that with you. Hopefully it gave you some insight. Once again, if you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here. On Mondays, we drop educational episodes. That's a little bit more diving into the nutrition and training components. And ultimately, those are going to be a little bit more guided on just truthfully giving you direction on how you can improve your health from a physical, mental perspective through your nutrition and your training. Make sure to come back for next week's Friday Focus episode. Hopefully you save the show. Share us with a friend if you enjoy. And as always, make sure to wake up grateful, count your blessings, spread some love. We'll see you next time.